It wasn't quite a nuclear explosion, but there was quite a dust-up in the Senate yesterday. Democrats forced a rare closed-door session to discuss the Bush administration's use of intelligence prior to the Iraq War. The Democrats say that for more than 2 years now, congressional Republicans have failed to fully investigate claims that the administration skewed intelligence to justify invading Iraq. It's a charge the administration strongly denies. NPR's national security correspondent Jackie Northam has this look at what led to yesterday's drama.
Beginning in the fall of 2002, senior administration officials began publicly building a steady and aggressive case for going to war in Iraq. That campaign hinged on intelligence that Saddam Hussein had links to al-Qaeda and that Iraq harbored weapons of mass destruction. Officials used vivid images of mushroom clouds exploding on the horizon. But it wasn't long after Baghdad fell in the spring of 2003 that questions were raised about the quality of that pre-war intelligence. No WMD were found, nor were any Iraq al-Qaeda links discovered. The Senate Intelligence Committee concluded the pre-war intelligence had been flawed, and questions were raised about the political manipulation of that intelligence. 2 years later, that second phase of the Senate probe is still going on, and Senate Democrats forced a special closed-door session yesterday to ask why. In an interview today, Senator Jay Rockefeller of West Virginia, the senior Democrat on the Intelligence Committee, talked about studying the alleged manipulation.
I think there's some real evidence, but I can't prove it yet until we have this study done, that there was a lot of shaping of the intelligence and of what was put out to the American people.
Rockefeller says that the need for information is particularly important now, given the loss of more than 2,000 American service personnel, the soaring cost of the conflict, and the ongoing insurgency. The timing is also crucial here. The Democrats' move comes just days after Vice President Chief of Staff Louis Libby was indicted for perjury and obstruction of justice in a case stemming from the battle over pre-war intelligence.
I think the Democrats sent some political blood in the water after Scooter Libby's indictment.
Max Boot, a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, says the Democrats are seizing an opportunity to get themselves out of hot water.
One of the things that Democrats are hoping to do is to get off the hook because, you know, a majority of the Senate Democrats voted to give President Bush the authorization to use war, and now the excuse they're basically trying to use is, well, you know, we were deceived by the administration. We didn't know what we were getting into. The administration lied about its intelligence findings, and therefore they hope to be absolved of responsibility for supporting what looks to be an increasingly unpopular war.
Boot points out that much of the intelligence used by the Bush administration officials was also embraced by the Clinton administration. Boot says there's no question that the information was fundamentally flawed, but that is too big a leap to say it was twisted or exaggerated. Judith Yaffe was the chief CIA analyst on Iraq in the 1991 Persian Gulf War and is now an analyst at the National Defense University. Yaffe says the government should have questioned its own intelligence sources more carefully.
Is it just that you like this report because it's something you want to hear because it validates your preconceived notion, or are you listening to the caveats that say, this person may be trying to deceive us, we cannot validate this information? I have a feeling that the caveats were not important. It was just looking for the information that supported our point of view.
If that kind of questioning did not take place then, Democrats say it needs to take place now. And yesterday's fracas in the Senate at least produced an agreement from both sides that more needs to be done. The Senate chose 3 members from each party to find out what's happened to Phase 2 of the Senate Intelligence Committee investigation and to report back in 2 weeks. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.